Amen. Say insight into mysteries and secrets in the deep and intimate knowledge of him. In other words, when we pray, when Paul is saying here, he said, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. And he said, I always pray to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he may grant you a spirit of wisdom and revelation of insight into mysteries and secrets in the deep and intimate knowledge of Jesus. That's what we're praying for. That's what Paul is praying for the church. He was praying for the church at Ephesus. Praise God. He was praying, and this is our prayer now for us. This should be our prayer for one another, that we receive this deep, intimate knowledge of Jesus Christ. Because I know when we receive revelation of Jesus, then it changes our lives. See, it's one thing for us to go through the motions. It's one thing for us to come to church. It's one thing for us to attend Bible study. It's another thing for us to attend prayer and do all these things that we know, quote unquote, a believer has been instructed to do. All right. But what makes a change, what makes a difference in our walk with God is when we receive revelation. When we receive revelation of Jesus, that's what's going to change our whole life. Because it's Jesus, that's the subject matter that we need to be teaching individuals to come into a revelation of, because all of the other things will be added when we come to know him. Can you say amen? Then verse number 18, it says, by having the eyes. And how are we going to do this? How is this going to happen? It said, how are we going to come to know the deep and intimate knowledge of Jesus? It said, by having the eyes of your heart flooded with light. Praise God. See, that should be our prayer. We should be praying this prayer. God, I want to know you intimately. I want to know you deeply. I want to know the secrets and the mysteries about you, Jesus, because I want my eyes to be flooded with light. So that I can know and understand. See, this is the important part here. We want revelation and understanding, not just to say we have it. We don't want this just to say and to be able to articulate or say it to somebody and show off how much we know. No, look what he says. He says, we having the eyes of our heart flooded with light so that we can know and understand the hope to which he has called us. The hope. Everybody say the hope. And I believe that when we really get a revelation of why he's called us, that changes our whole demeanor. I don't think we in the body of Christ really, even with all the word that we know and all the word that we've been exposed to, I really don't still believe that we have a understanding of really the hope to which he has called us and how rich is his glorious inheritance in the saints, his set apart ones. Go ahead and say, I'm a set apart one. I've been set apart. See, we have been set apart, and if we know we have been set apart for a specific purpose, then the purpose that we've been set apart for will have more meaning. Did you hear what I just said? I said, when we really understand why we are in a position or what we've been set apart for. See, it's just like you can apply this to any area of life. You can apply to sports. You can apply to really anything, because if a person is set aside or set apart for a specific role And this is your function. This is what you are going to perform. This is, and not only understanding this is what I'm going, what I have been set apart for, but understand the results will come because I'm set apart. You see what I'm saying? So, because when you understand why I'm doing what I'm doing, it makes more, you have, it makes more sense, and it may have more meaning. But if we're just doing stuff just to say we're doing it, you know, after a while it becomes a habit. A habit that has no meaning. But when we understand why we have been set apart for a specific purpose, then that purpose have more reality surrounding it. And then we will know then not just we set apart, but we know the results that are going to come as a result of us being in position. Amen? All right.